Hey everybody, this is Mikey G, Mikey G's Vinyl, coming to you on WKDW 97.5 on your dial. In the neighborhood that I grew up in, Queens, New York, I had a bunch of friends, and one guy, his name was Jules Garfunkel. And Jules was one of those guys that just was a pleasure to be around. He's a pretty funny guy, always had a story. And Jules, if you're out there listening, man, I love you and I miss you. Anyway, one day I'm walking down the street, and everybody in the neighborhood knew I collected records. And Jules, I ran into Jules literally coming around the corner, and he says, "Mike, my cousin just made an album." And I said, "Yeah, sure, no problem." And I, you know, because I didn't believe him. He said, "No, really." And in his pocket, in his coat, he takes out Wednesday morning, 3 a.m., Simon Garfunkel. I believed him, and I've been a fan ever since.
Your time has
That was Bridge Over Troubled Water. No discussion of Simon Garfunkel is complete without playing that tune. It was Song of the Year. It was produced by Roy Haley and Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. It was unbelievably good, and it really showcased Art's incredible voice. So to go on, I'm going to play now songs, solo songs, both from Paul and from Art. Sadly, they broke up, but their legacy lives on. Paul continues to make great albums and great songs, and it's really just two guys who really left their mark on the music business and coming really from the same neighborhood I came from back in Queens, New York.
And how intense Chuck and Jive. Tell us of the man who stole your fortune and nearly ruined your life. Better still, the one about the TV and the couch and your best friend's wife. Tell us of grand projects never finished with somebody else to blame. And all the reasons that your fame never did arrive, Mr. Shuck and Jive.
Yourself together, kindly hide the criticism of this song. How it's exquisitely constructed, yet mechanical, and somehow slightly wrong. Put it in your book about the enemy you never even met. You know you just might. But I don't think you'll survive,
Mr. Shuck and Jive.
You know you just might make it,
Shuck and
just played for you the solo by Paul Simon, Kodachrome, and the solo by Art Garfunkel, Mr. Shuck and Jive. Art and Paul released a whole bunch of solo albums. Every one of them is a classic. Every one is excellent. Two different styles. The Paul stuff is very cutting edge. The guy just is amazing with his writing and the instrumentation that he used. Art's stuff is more mellow. I had the opportunity to see Art perform at Ellis Island many years ago, and he puts on a great show. No discussion about New York musicians is complete without talking about Lou Reed. Lou Reed, Velvet Underground, a bunch of solo things. I had the opportunity to see Lou Reed at Max's Kansas City in New York. The guy was amazing, and I want to play one of his tunes, Coney Island Baby.
You know, man, when I was a young man in high school, you believe it or not, I wanted to play football for the coach. And all those older guys, they said that he was mean and cruel, but you know, I want to play football for the coach. They said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so that I'm playing right end. I want to play football for the coach. Cause you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight unless you're gonna fall. Then you're going to die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the coach. Man, I wanted to play football for the coach. Remember the princess who lived on the hill. Who loved you even though she knew you was wrong. And right now she just might come shining through. Remember that the city is a funny place. Something like a circus or a zoo. And just remember different people have peculiar tastes. And love. Glory of love, the glory of love, the glory of love might see you through. Yeah, but now, glory of love, the glory of love. The glory of love might see all through. Glory of love. The glory of love. Glory of love. Glory of love. Glory of love now. Glory of love now. Glory of love now, now, now. Glory of love. Glory of love. Give it to me now. Glory of love. I see you through. On my Coney Island, baby, now. I'd like to send this one out to Lou and Rachel. All the kids. And ES-192. Man, I swear I'd give the whole thing up for you.
There were many groups in New York that were unknown. I enjoyed going to the clubs and seeing them. One group that was really interesting was called the Stalk Forest. That's S-T-A-L-K Forest. I'm going to play two tunes for you by the Stalk Forest and then tell you who they became when they got famous. They cut two 45s for Elektra Records. I guess Elektra didn't push it or it didn't go anywhere, but I'm going to play two tunes by the Stalk Forest.
We'll be right back. check the alabaster, 'cause then you will know the real Archie Bell. Come on, man. We gotta move. We gotta rip.
So that group, which played in and around New York and Long Island, later became an international star group. They became Blue Oyster Cult, which had many hits for Columbia Records. I'm going to play two by Blue Oyster Cult.
Home in the valley.
That was Two by Blue Oyster Cult. Tremendous group. They really hit it big. And having seen them in concert, they really put on a great show. This is Mikey G from WKDW, Real Community Radio, here, 97.5 on your dial. On the internet, www.kdwradio.com. There are a number of groups in New York that I listen to, some of which, I don't know if they were just studio musicians getting together, but one group that I liked is called The Critters. And The Critters, their first record, which was a big hit, they took John Sebastian's song, Younger Girl, and I want to play that for you now.
She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you'll forget everything you had ready to say. And I saw her today, yeah. A younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave her memory behind. Soft, dark and brown. Said she'd never been in trouble or even in town. A younger girl keeps her rolling across my mind. A younger girl keeps her rolling across my mind. Should I hang around, acting like a brother? In a few more years, they call us right for each other. But why? If I wait, I'll just die. Yeah. The younger girl keeps rolling across my mind. No matter how much I try, I can't seem to leave a memory. Said she'd never been in trouble or even in town. A younger girl keeps her rolling across my mind. She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you'll forget everything. She's one of those girls who seems to come in the spring. One look in her eyes and you'll forget everything.
The album shows the group sitting on a brick wall. I can't tell you that I remember the names of any of those guys, but I can tell you that the album is really good. If you come across it, I would urge you to get it. It's now out on CD. I have the vinyl and the CD, but that's just me. I'm going to play two more songs by The Critters. One is called Mr. Dyingly Sad, and the second one is Gone for a While. They had a bunch of songs that, again, from that album, I would recommend. If you like what you're going to hear, then I would suggest you get that album. I'm sure you can find it in the bargain bin at the record store. But Two by The Critters.
Just a breeze will muss your hair when you smile away each little care. If the rain should make you blue, you say tomorrow is anew. Blue be your eyes, blonde your hair. You realize beyond a care. Life's in a hurry, but you've got no worry. You're so mystifyingly glad. I'm Mr. Dye. They fall.
sad refrain. Blue, dark, and dim, let me see. You mark the grin of moonbeam. Bright is your smile, pray tell me. Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Mr. Dyingly Sad. I said goodbye, and I know you broke my heart. Someday you'll see how I feel, and then you want me, but I'll be gone for a while. After I've gone, then perhaps you may find that I'm the one who will be on your mind. Someday you'll see how I feel, and then you want me, but I'll be gone for a while. I find it hard not having you, but it's the
The Critters, again, a group that never saw perform, but loved their records. To me, collaboration between artists doing duets or trios or whatever really is interesting to me. And as you guys know, Simon and Garfunkel broke up. They got together for their tour. They played Central Park, but it never seemed to click again, and both guys went off in their careers, and both did very well. I'd like to play a song which was actually written by Sam Cooke, And it's performed by Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel, and they brought in their friend James Taylor. It's called What a Wonderful World.
What a wonderful, wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
This is Mikey G, Mikey G's Vinyl. Thanks for listening. We're going to leave, and we're going to go out and get on the L train.
Someone should be done speaking when spoken about L-Train.